All right, it is time now for the Pigpen Junior.
I didn't think that I would be doing this today, but this is a follow-up on the segment that we did yesterday regarding the air conditioner repair man that showed up at my house that had the craziest haircut that I've ever seen in my life, and I didn't have the balls to ask him why.
So he had the Bob Newhart side hair.
Yes, and this man was about 29 to 30 years old, 32, something like that.
Completely bald, but had the buds of hair growing on top, meaning that he intentionally shaved himself a Bob Newhart.
He gave himself a Bob Newhart where he shaved the crown. The top half of his skull was completely bald, and then he had longer hair that kind of went, you know, a little over his ears and in the back down to his, to the, you know, the top of his shoulder. And a mustache, a big, beautiful mustache. And otherwise, he was just
not wearing a hat either.
No, he was not wearing a ball cap. And this guy was there in the sun to work on my air conditioning compressor outside.
Wish I had an air conditioner.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, man. So you guys were busting my nuts because I didn't have the balls to ask him, what's the deal? And we're trying to speculate, was it a bit?
Did he get sick?
Had he been sick? Did he lose a bet?
Yeah.
Was this for religious purposes? Somebody brought up a good point that maybe he has a kid that was going through a medical thing and he did that out of solidarity.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that happens quite a bit.
Yeah. So a few days after the appointment, and like I said, I didn't address this with this man. I couldn't take my eyes off of it, but I didn't want to get caught. So I didn't get a photo. I wanted to take a picture. So a couple of days later, the air conditioning company calls me back and to check up and say, hey, how was the service? How's your AC unit working? Everything's fine. And part of me wanted to ask, hey, the tech that came out, Jason, what's the deal with that haircut, man? Because it was a little weird and I didn't wanted to know if that was on purpose, but I couldn't. I don't know why. I just froze.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, it was uncomfortable. I was afraid of what I was walking into. And you know me, I don't like confrontation too much if it can be avoided. So I texted you today and said I had some follow up because on Twitter, and a friend of mine sent me an email of a video of pictures and a music video of people that have that haircut, that this thing is a style that the weirdo hipsters are trying to bring back. Like, you've seen 23-year-old cute girls that will intentionally dye their hair gray to look like older women.
Yeah.
This is the other half of that. And I've seen photos of dudes, like, in Brooklyn hanging out where they've just shaved the top of their head and then they've got, like, a long mullet in the back. But they're bald on top. But you can clearly see their hairline to where this is a thing.
It's going on.
And they've got it, and they're doing it on purpose.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know. I've never seen this.
It's just like anything else. Every look's been tried. Every look's been done. And people are just trying to find something different and unique that's never been done before.
I don't know if this has ever been done before.
I've never seen anybody intentionally go for the Ron Washington / Bob Newhart. The horseshoe.
Right.
I've never seen anybody do that on purpose. So I told Corby this morning that I wanted to do a follow-up on that, and he texts me back and says, you need to call the AC place and get to the bottom of this.
Yes. It's his pig pen. He needs to call to figure this out.
No doubt.
It's my responsibility. So
I trust you did.
I got up the nerve, and I got in my car, and on my 15 to 18-minute commute to work, I called the air conditioning company, the air conditioning repair place, and sat on hold for 12 minutes.
Oh, no.
And the whole time,
I bet you got so nervous.
I'm getting shaky. And I'm trying to plan out what I want to say, and it's terrible.
So how many times did you almost disconnect?
No, I stayed with it. I was going to stay with it until I walked into the room to show you guys I'm trying.
Yeah.
So that way I could get off the hook, and you knew that I would at least have tried to call the air conditioning repair company. So she does finally pick up when I'm on Woodall, and I said, hey,
Oh, no.
I go, I'm going to ask you a very, very random and very weird question. And she kind of laughed and she said, okay. And I go, look, I'm a customer. I had some service done on my AC unit on Monday, and I had a question about the tech. And I believe his name was Jason. And she said, okay. And at this point, she's probably thinking, oh, no, is this guy going to try to, like, get in contact with Jason because he's gay and wants to date him?
Yeah. He's hot.
Yeah. And I said, well, when Jason came out, he, and by the way, I told this woman, I go, by the way, fantastic job. And my AC's working great. He was real fast and friendly. So this is a very positive. I'm not here to criticize. This was good. But I had a question, and I've kind of had a little argument with my friends. He had a really interesting haircut where it was shaved on the top, but kind of long on the sides and the back. And he had a mustache, and it was just a very unique look. And I was just kind of wondering, what's the deal with that?
Now, I say he lost a bet.
She started laughing.
Really?
Yeah. She's laughing. I'm laughing. And I go, I'm serious. I go, it was so confusing to me because I've never seen anybody intentionally go for that look. So we didn't know if he had lost a bet, if he was maybe sick, if he did this on purpose. And this is like a new look that the kids of America are going for these days. And she's cracking up. She goes, yeah. She goes, man, I don't know. I haven't seen Jason in quite some time. You know, I work in dispatch, and he's out in the field, and yeah, we run into one another on occasion, but yeah, I haven't seen Jason in a while, so I don't really know. She goes, but I'm happy to call him for you.
Oh, no.
And I go, do you mind?
No.
She goes, yeah, do you want to give me your number, and I'll call you back? And I go, sure. She goes, you know what? Just hold on. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to call Jason. So she puts me on hold, and about 90 seconds later, she gets back.
Her heart beating.
Oh, hell yeah. She answers, resumes the call, and says, well, I guess he's on a call right now, and he didn't pick up, but I did ask the girls around the office, and they know what happened. And so I want you guys to tell me what you think happened. Is this a new hairstyle that people are going for, and he's just doing bits with his hair? Did he lose a bet, or does he have a kid that has cancer and he is showing solidarity to support his child? It's multiple choice. I'll let everybody play. You get to pick. It's one out of those three. Which one is it? David Mino.
I'm going to say not cancer because that would be a really sad, that'd be pretty sad. I'll go, it's his style. He just wants to do it.
Okay.
So you're taking choice one.
Yeah, I'm going door number one.
Ty?
I'm going to say, yeah, it's a hipster look.
Michael?
I, too, will take choice one.
You think he did this on purpose?
Yes.
And he's just trying.
That this is a look.
This is that new thing that's out there.
Yes, this is that new thing that's out there that we're hearing so much about.
Corby, you going to stick with Bet, or do you want to go with the new possibility? This man has a sick kid, and he is showing solidarity.
Y'all are all high. A, there is no new look like this. B,
I'll show you pictures in a minute.
B, the cancer thing, why would he just shave the top part? Because when kids have cancer, they don't look like Bob Newhart.
No, they gotta shave their whole head. If you're going to do that,
it's a different kind of treatment that just...
If you're going to do that, you're going to shave your whole head.
Right, so cancer is out, okay. 100%.
You're going with Bet?
He lost a bet, okay. And this is the greatest bet payoff ever.
Well, the lady comes back on the phone, and she says, well, I couldn't get a hold of Jason, but the other ladies in the office know what's going on. And she's laughing the whole time, and you can hear ladies in the background laughing the whole time, and she goes, yeah, honey, he lost a bet.
Yes!
Wow.
I told you yesterday, this is a bet.
It's a bet payoff. I don't know what the bet was. None of them did, but he has to wear that haircut with no hat. So when he's working and going into people's homes, this is the shame that he has to deal with is, I am 28 years old, and I am Bob Newhart, and I'm here to fix your air compressor.
I told you.
Yeah.
And clean your coils.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so great, especially that he's traveling around with his friend. They don't know where he is, and he's still not wearing a hat.
I know. He's
living up to the bit.
He's being true to it. And I hope to God that one of Jason's friends that's part of this bet, I hope to God one of them are ticket listeners and know the Jason from, what is it? UAC or USAC air conditioning company right. in Garland, and it gets back to them that Jason has helped us burn two huge segments on the ticket before
He's
vacation.
He's the star of the pig pen.
Boy, he has been. He is the star of the pig pen this week, and we love to hear from him or his friends, because I want to get to the bottom of what this bet was and how many people had to do this.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, so yes, Corby was right.
Yes.
Bet payoff. But great.
I can take that with me on vacation.
Absolutely. But to these guys' credit, it's a thing. That look is a thing. There are weird kids that are trying to do that on purpose.
God. Kids.
All right, let's play a music game next.